all. Everyone loves to chant, but not to hear about Krishna. So we have a choice today. Where's my cartel? Where's the cartels? Okay. The choice is, do you want to hear about Rath Yatra since it's Rath Yatra Day, or do you want to have a normal Bhagavatam class?
Whatever it may.
Well, whatever you like.
Rath Yatra.
Okay.
We're
going
to be in a parade in a few minutes.
A few hours. Maybe a little early if it's a few minutes. Okay. So instead of chanting Jai Radha Madhava, I'll chant Jai Jagannath. How's that sound?
Okay.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladevi, Jai Subhadra. Jai Baladevi, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladevi, Jai Subhadra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravritacharya Osta Tera Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Savaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Govagovada Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavaram Kijai Maturadam Kijai Navadibdam Kijai Jagannathasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Glasi Devi Kijai Samveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur, Premananda, Hari Hari Hari. So, in the meantime, while class is going on, could someone get Mukunchor? Mukunchor made a mistake in this schedule. Because I'm not giving class in New Taliban tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're not going to?
No. Yeah. So, someone should tell him.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Before he hands it out to more people. Because he just walked in and out. It was just too much for me to just go through Rath Yatra today and then be there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mukunchor, he wants Mukunchor to come.
Tell Mukunchor to come. All right, anyway. So
he'll give it the next day.
I can do it next day or whatever. But
okay, just switch it.
Just switch it. But I don't know who'll get. How about the Raghava Swami give tomorrow? Because I spoke to Bhakti Chumaraj. He's also too tired to actually give class the next morning. I mean, you got to have some compassion for us fallen conditioned souls. Old conditioned souls. Old bodied conditioned souls. How about that? So today we're going to be speaking about Rath Yatra. So I thought it was important. Because today is Rath Yatra. So, Omagana Tivadanda Shagananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, first I'm going to talk about the esoteric meaning of Rath Yatra, and then I'll talk about the process of Rath Yatra. Of course, as you all know, the Rath Yatra signifies when Krishna met the gopis in Kurukshetra during the time of the eclipse, and the gopis were dragging Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that is the significance of the Rath Yatra. And of course, the Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. And so then there's, anyway, we'll talk about the whole process in a few minutes. So why, my question, or the question I'm going to address, is why does Lord Jagannath look like that? Now, you're all familiar with the story of King Indradunya, but that's just a very exoteric story. In other words, it's Krishna's excuse why he looks like that. But there's actually an esoteric reason why Lord Jagannath looks like Jagannath, and Baladev looks like the Baladev deity, and Subhadra looks like the Subhadra deity. So I'm not giving class tomorrow morning.
Huh?
I'm not giving class tomorrow morning. Put Bhakti Raghava, I'll give class the next morning.
Just
switch it. Because I'm not going to be able to push myself physically enough to do that. Monday, whatever you like. Monday, it doesn't matter. I can give Bhakti Raghava anybody. It doesn't matter. I'll be fine.
Just switch it,
the 2 days.
Okay.
So, getting back to the point. So this esoteric reason why Lord Jagannath actually looks like Lord Jagannath was explained in a very interesting way by my godbrother, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who is now with Krishna. So Gaur Govinda Maharaj told several stories, but one comes to mind. The story he told was that once upon a time, the queens in Dwarka, they wanted to naturally hear about Krishna and his girlfriends in Vrindavan. Because the queens in Dwarka are all expansions of the gopis in Vrindavan. For example, Satyabhama's expansion of Srimati Radharani. And then you have Rukmini, who is an expansion of Chandravali. And that's explained very nicely by Srila Rupa Goswami in his very nice play, Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava is a beautiful play, and if any of you were interested in hearing a dramatic narration of that play, I've done it. It's on iskondesiretree.com. So you can listen to the whole narration, English, of course, and get an understanding of the play. So the gopis, they had very intimate relationship with Krishna, and the wives of Krishna, their relationship was not as intimate. They are married relationship and swakya, and the gopis were parakya. So the wives of Krishna, they wanted to hear about the parakya relationship, very intimate relationship of the gopis. So naturally, there was one person there in Dwarka who could relate about these pastimes. And we're not talking about Krishna and Balarama and Subhadra. We're actually talking about Rohini, the mother of Balarama. So Rohini, of course, she is a wife of Vasudev, and she was in Vrindavan at the same time that Krishna's pastimes, and of course Balarama appeared, and all that, all the intimate pastimes occurred. So the wives of Krishna approached Rohini and said to Rohini that we want to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So Rohini said to the wives of Krishna that there's a problem with that. Because if Krishna hears about these pastimes, he will want to go back to Vrindavan. And we don't want him to go back to Vrindavan. Of course, also in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find descriptions in the first part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Narada Muni is looking for the best devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Krishna is feeling sometimes so much separation from the residents of Vrindavan that he can't get up in the morning. I think some of you have read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita?
Yeah.
Some of you. Okay. At least one person, Amrita Kala. He's read. So Krishna can't get up. And everybody's worried about Krishna getting up in the morning. He doesn't get up. And finally he gets up and he starts crying. And the only way they can pacify Krishna is not to send him back to Vrindavan, because they don't want to send him to Vrindavan, but they send him to New Vrindavan. Not the New Vrindavan in West Virginia. That's not what I'm talking about. Nava Vrindavan, which is there's a replica of Vrindavan that's constructed right near Dwarka, on the back, on the border of the sea there. And that replica was constructed by Vishwakarma. And there's replica, let's say, deities there of the residents of Vrindavan. So Krishna was sent there, and then after being there, he's able to come back to his normal Dwarka self. So then he goes back to Dwarka. That's the story of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But in the story I'm telling is that Rohini decides to tell the wives of Krishna about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And she says Krishna can't hear, and Balaram shouldn't hear. So what are we going to do? Oh, let's put a guard at the door. So they think, who can guard the door? You know, who's trustworthy? So they go to Subhadra. Subhadra's trustworthy. And they say to Subhadra, you guard the door. Don't let anyone in. Don't let Krishna and Balaram in. And don't tell anyone what's happening. Okay. So Subhadra's at the door of this room, and the pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan are being elaborated on by Rohini. And Subhadra naturally becomes, what, curious. Obviously, if you tell someone, don't listen. You know, the way normal psychology is, if you say don't do something, they'll do it anyway. So sometimes the way to get children to chant is you tell them not to chant. And then they chant. Don't chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Stop it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like, you know, my parents told me, don't join the Hare Krishna movement. I said, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. So that's the way to do it. So anyway, so Subhadra, she naturally began to listen. Hare Krishna. They're in ecstasy outside. So she naturally began to listen. And when she began to listen, there are different manifestations of bhavas that are exhibited by the Supreme Lord and, of course, the Supreme Lord's energy. Subhadra is the internal potency of the Lord. And different than the ecstasies that we would manifest. Of course, we can manifest different bhavas too. But not that our arms will shrink up and our eyes will become bigger, or like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he appeared like a tortoise. And then the devotees chanted, and then his arms came out, and sometimes his arms were elongated, and then they chanted and his arms resumed their normal feature. But with the Supreme Lord and Subhadra, of course, then when there's ecstasy, the physical features change. And you see this not only in this pastime that I'm talking about, but you see this in the various incarnations of the Lord. For example, when Krishna is in the mood of a fish, what happens? He becomes what avatar? Matsya avatar. When Krishna is in the mood of a tortoise, he becomes Kurma avatar. When he's really angry, like a lion, he becomes Nrsingadev. So, but this is the same, like there's only one spiritual body. The Lord doesn't change bodies. Advaita Chuta Nadi Ranata Rupa Madhyam Purana Purusham Navi Yovanam Cha. There's many different manifestations, but there's Advaita, there's one person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna doesn't change bodies, but he manifests himself differently. Jai. Shri Radharadhakanta, Shri Gornatai, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Ki Jai. So in other words, Krishna's mood, let's say, enables Krishna to express himself differently. Just like Krishna is described sometimes as an expert dramatic actor. Now, normally actors, they have to put on costumes and everything like that in order, or makeup, right? They put on different makeup, or they make their hair gray, or make their hair red, or whatever they have to do in order to do their acting on the stage or acting in the film. But Krishna does it by his will. So what happened is Subhadra, she heard about these pastimes listening at the door, and then her arms shrunk up, like you see here. And her eyes got wide. Like that. No, I can't do it, to be honest. I have a material body. I can't exactly. It's a new one. Gracias. Dhanyavad. He's efficient. So her eyes grew like that and her arms shrunk up. And then she looked exactly like Subhadra on the altar. And then, guess what happened? Balaram came and said, what is my sister looking like that for? And he was thinking, what's wrong with her? So he put his ear to the door. Same thing happened. little bit different manifestation, you know, eyes like that. And then, of course, we know that Lord Jagannath or Krishna, same thing like that. So the point is that Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra look like they look, not simply because of the half-finished deity. They wanted the deity to be half-finished, the deities to be half-finished, because in that form, they are experiencing vipralamba, separation from Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath is a vipralamba manifestation of the Supreme Lord. He is feeling so much separation, like Lord Chaitanya. What did he say? Jugayitam nimishena, chakshusha pravashayitam, shunyayitam jagatsarvam, govinda virahiname. That Krishna, Govinda, experiencing your separation, I know they translated it as 12 years or more, but it's actually yugayitam. It's like a whole yuga, a divya yuga. You know, like millions of years. Not 12 years, millions of years. So like an unlimited time. Like it's so intense. When they're feeling separation from Krishna, time expands. And the pain, which is actually transcendental pleasure, expands exponentially. And when they're with Krishna, a whole nighttime of Lord Brahma, time compresses. You understand? The gopis are dancing with Krishna for a whole night, and then it's like an instant for them. Amazing, isn't it? I mean, we experience a little bit of that in this world. When we're having a good time, time passes quickly.
Yeah.
And when we're at the dentist, time expands, right? You ever been to the dentist? He says, this is not going to hurt. It's only going to take a minute. You feel like it's 10 hours or more. So misery tends to expand time, and pleasure tends to compress time. So it's like the theory of relativity by Einstein, a little bit differently. So anyway, so this is the reason Lord Jagannath looks like he does. So when Lord Chaitanya was present 500 years ago, this festival of Rath Yatra was celebrated in a very interesting way, and I want to talk about the different steps. Of course, the first step is something called the Snani Yatra. Snani Yatra means bathing, the bathing festival. So Lord Jagannath is bathed. And he's bathed usually publicly, and sometimes in Ariskan temples, everyone gets a chance to bathe Lord Jagannath. And so, after getting bathed, he makes believe that he is sick. That may come as a shock to you. He doesn't get sick, because he has a spiritual body. I mean, how could Krishna get sick? You know, that would be insane. You know, we get sick because too cold, too hot, someone gives us a cold shower. Something like that. But Lord Jagannath is making believe because he wants to be with his wife. Wants a vacation, basically. Because everyone is praying to Lord Jagannath. Jaya Jagadisha Hari Swami Jaya, isn't it? Isn't it? They're praying. Give me a house by the sea. Give me money to me. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. And they have this different ceremonies like Satyanarayan Katha and everything like that. So Lord Jagannath, actually he's called Jagannath because he's the Lord of everyone. Not as Prabhupada said, he's not Purinath. Prabhupada would preach very strongly to the residents of Jagannath Puri because they wouldn't allow the Western devotees to come in.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said, if they don't allow us to come in, Lord Jagannath will come out and join us instead. And so that's one reason why they're very worried when we are establishing temples in Jagannath Puri, because our temple will become more popular. Then, because Lord Jagannath, and they get very upset when we have Rath Yatra at a different time of the year, don't they?
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, they try to propose to the Prime Minister of India, you know, make it illegal to have Rath Yatra other than the actual day of the year. I mean, anyway, he's Jagannath. So, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, he wants to be with his wife. And so he goes with his wife during the Anavasara. This is a resting period. When the devotees are also thinking he's sick and they're giving him different medicines, you know, they're making tea for him. He's not visible on the altar. You may actually block off a portion of the altar, or you may put him in a different room to worship him. But still, he's being worshipped. So this is called the Anavasara. And also Nivritta. Nivritta means his solitary time with the goddess of fortune. And the devotees were all anxious to see Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, exhibited this. So after this time, Lord Jagannath develops a desire to go to Vrindavan. Because basically, and see the residents of Vrindavan, because basically he's with his wife, and the wife is just an expansion of the gopis. Krishna explains this in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He says to Satyabhama, the only reason I'm with you, the only reason I got married, because I wanted to be a brahmachari. Krishna was a brahmachari, because he was never agitated. The only reason was that you remind me of my girlfriends. And then Krishna, sometimes he is lying in the bed next to his wives, and he's crying out the names of his girlfriends in Vrindavan. Wouldn't that be very upsetting for those ladies who are married? If your husband was saying, oh, Cynthia, or whatever, you know, Western name there, or Priya, or whatever. So Krishna would cry out, Lalita, Vishaka, Radharani. And the wives, like Satyabhama, they would get very angry. Because Satyabhama would get very angry. Krishna even chastised her like that in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He said, basically, I don't love you, but I married you because you remind me of my girlfriend. And he said, actually, I wanted to be a brahmachari, but when I got that note from Rukmini that they were going to marry her to Sishupal, then I thought, well, if I'm going to marry one, I might as well marry 16,108. So, anyway, so then Krishna develops a desire to be with the residents of Vrindavan. And so the next thing that happens in the Ratha Yatra ceremony is called the Gundicha Marjana. So Gundicha Temple represents Vrindavan. It actually was named, Prabhupada explained, it was named after a queen named Gundicha. It may have other meanings too, but Prabhupada said it was named after a queen. So there's the cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. The Gundicha Temple, the cleansing represents the cleansing of a devotee's heart that has to be done. That's called anatta nivritti, one of the stages of devotional service, that has to be done before you can realize Krishna and Vrindavan. Before that, you're doing just Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means rules and regulations. And part of Vaidhi Bhakti is, you know, anatta nivritti, you know, of course, sadhu, sangha, ta, bhajana, kriya. Anatta nivritti, which means to cleanse the dirt in the heart. So you cleanse the dirt in the heart, and when the dirt is cleansed, and then you come to the stage of nishta, then you're ready to actually concentrate on the Vrindavan pastimes, which is the next stage in advancement, which is called Raghunuga Bhakti. So I'm just comparing these different stages to the cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enthusiastic to cleanse the Gundicha Temple, he did part of it with his, especially the deity part, with his own cloth. And he had a competition who could actually clean more. And if someone didn't clean adequately, he would make fun of the person. He would be sarcastic. Oh, you've done such a nice job, Prabhu. Like that. And then the Prabhu would get very enthusiastic and cleanse the temple. And they brought so much water that there were actually floods of water rushing through the temple to cleanse the temple. So that cleansing indicates the cleansing of the heart. So after that, then Lord Jagannath takes permission from the goddess of fortune to go on a walk. But he doesn't say, I'm going to Vrindavan. He just says, I'm going for a little walk, dear. Can I go? And she doesn't know what's happening. Krishna is very tricky. It's one reason why we love him so much. He's tricky. He doesn't follow the rules. He's spontaneous. You know, if God followed all the rules, he'd be boring God. Then you simply go to Vaikuntha. I mean, that's not boring for the people of Vaikuntha, but compared to Vrindavan, Krishna, you know, he has all these different aspects of his personality, Dhiradatta, Dhiradatta, Dhirabhashanta, Dhiralalita. I mean, it's a really interesting person. Sometimes he's serious, sometimes he's teasing, sometimes he's angry. He's just not your stereotypical god, your Judeo-Christian god. He's pretty cool, as we would say in the 1960s. Or now they say God is a cool dude. That's what they say?
Dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So anyway, so that's Krishna. So anyway, so then he gets permission to go on his little walk, and then he gets offered some food, which is called the Valagandhi Viprasan. You know, he's sitting on his asana, and he gets prasadam, or food, boga, actually. Then, to prepare for him coming out, they have to sweep. It's interesting, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes that Prataparudra, Maharaj Prataparudra, swept in front of Lord Jagannath as he was mounting the cart. Now, generally, we see Prataparudra, you know, sweeping in front of the cart as the cart's going down the street. But the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read it very carefully, he sweeps as they're bouncing Lord Jagannath, because he's so heavy they can't carry him. They have to bounce him, and they have these cotton pads called tulis, and the silk ropes, and they're being bounced. Boom. If you see, it's really interesting. He's just like going from side to side, bouncing, bouncing. And even before Lord Jagannath comes out during the Rath Yatra, they have all sorts of jugglers that come out. And it's really, it's like so interesting if you've seen Rath Yatra. You know, that people throwing fire in the air and all sorts of things. So Lord Jagannath comes out. And then he mounts the cart. And on the cart, of course, even Malachas can get the opportunity to go close to Lord Jagannath. It's one time of the year that we Malachas can see Lord Jagannath. Of course, we see Lord Jagannath here. The deities here are non-different than the deities in Jagannath Puri. And we find that many great devotees were not allowed to enter the temple of Lord Jagannath. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami didn't go in the temple. Even though they were born in Sarasvata Brahmin families, they didn't go in because they had accepted employment under the Nawab Hussein Shah. So they were considered to have lost their caste. There's no story about Rupa Sanatana Goswami going in. And of course there's no story about Haridas Thakur going in.
Yeah.
But Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami didn't go in either. They resided with Haridas Thakur. And so what happened is Lord Jagannath in the form of Lord Chaitanya would come to see them every day and bring the prasadam. So, and Prabhupada said if you can't go in the temple, just offer obeisances to the flag on the top of the temple. You get the same benefit. But in any case, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have Lord Jagannath here. There's no difference. It's not a different Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. It's not that you get more mercy by going into the temple in Jagannath Puri than seeing Lord Jagannath here. There's no difference. And Radha and Krishna here, the same as Radha Shyam Sundar, the same deed. It's no, you know, if you make a difference. That's like atheism. We're saying that the Lord has many different bodies or there's different lords or something like that. There's no difference between Radha Radhakanta and Radha Shyam Sundar or any of the famous deities. So really, if you worship the deities here, you're in all the holy places already. I mean, of course, we go to India and we go to Vrindavan and Mayapur and to help us be absorbed in hearing and chanting. That's the reason for going. The hearing and chanting. Because the reason to go to a holy place is to hear about Krishna. If you simply go to a holy place, the Bhagavatam says, and you don't hear and chant, you just take bath in the river, then you're, Saiva Gokura, then you're like a cow or an ass. Yatirtha Bhuti, Shalelayana Karyachit, Chineshu Abhijeshu, Saiva Gokura, right? I think you all know that verse. Then you're like a cow or an ass. So the real purpose is to hear about Krishna. Shushushro shradana shabhasadeva katavruchi. So, anyway. So, Lord Jagannath, let's go back to the Ratha. Gets on the cart. Now, the deities get on the cart. Lord Jagannath is pushing the cart. Whenever it stops, you know, Lord Jagannath, sometimes the cart stops. You can't move it. All the king's horses come out to try to move it, horses and elephants, and then Lord Chaitanya has to push it because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath are experiencing this interesting exchange between each other. Like Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani experiencing separation from Krishna. And Lord Jagannath is Krishna in the mood of himself experiencing separation from Radharani. Do you understand? So both of them are experiencing this intense mood of separation, and they're pulling, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, they're pulling each other down the road, the main road to the Gundicha temple. So finally, they get to the Gundicha temple, and the Gundicha temple is the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's that? Okay. The associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become very much immersed in the mood of Vrindavan. They start joking and playing with each other, and the Narendra Sarovar and other lakes, they actually have fights in the water. You know, whereas normally they're very serious and sober, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others, they're very, very serious about Krishna consciousness, you know, sober devotees. But they become like little children when they go to Gundicha. Because Gundicha is Vrindavan. So joking, water fights, you know, especially Lord Nityananda and Advaitacharya. They're having these water fights, and Lord Nityananda is pushing water in the face of Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya can't see anything, and Advaitacharya is just calling Lord Nityananda, you know, reject Paramahamsa. You know, all these different names. It's a very playful activity. So they're splashing in the Indradunya Lake. They're imitating frogs, like the coward boys in Vrindavan. Let's say Advaita sometimes becomes a Nantashesh and floats supporting Lord Chaitanya in the Indradunya Lake. Just, you know, amazing intimate pastimes. And so for 5 days, after 5 days of doing this, Lakshmi figures her husband is not coming back. This is called a Harapanchami. So she gets really upset. You know, he's probably with his girlfriend in Vrindavan. So then there's this festival called Lakshmi Vijay, where she sends her associates and herself. She's carried on a palanquin. And when Lord Chaitanya was present, his associates dressed up like Lakshmi's associates. They dressed up like ladies, which is really interesting. And there were musicians. And so they arrested the associates of Lord Jagannath and, you know, tied them up and joked with them and had so many interesting exchanges and, you know, threatened them with a stick. Didn't actually hit them. So it was because, where's my husband? Send my husband back. You cheaters. You know, that's the mood. You cheater. You cheater, Lord Jagannath. Jagannath. You've cheated me. I want my husband back. Of course, isn't it? In the spiritual realm, there's no filing for divorce. So I want my husband back because the wives of Krishna also have the mood, you know, he may crush me by his embrace, he may leave me brokenhearted, he may be a debauchee. And Krishna is a debauchee. It is a fact. So then Lord Chaitanya jokes, he says, I've never seen this type of jealousy exhibited by a lady before. And then Lord Chaitanya even talks about three types of jealous women in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is all a story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, those who are sober, restless, and mixed. Sober means the jealous woman just sits there and tolerates. Restless means she gets angry and just, you rascal. And mixed means she makes sarcastic statements. Oh, I know you were bowling with the boys last night. You know, of course Krishna doesn't go bowling. Yeah, I guess he does go bowling too. So anyways, then of course, after the ninth day, then there's the... So in other words, Lord Jagannath doesn't come back immediately after his associates get beaten up. He waits until the ninth day, then there's the return yatra to Jagannath, to the Jagannath temple. So, anyway, so this is the whole ceremony of the Rath Yatra, and today we'll be going out and celebrating the Rath Yatra in the streets of New Orleans, and anyone who sees the deities, anyone who helps us pull the cart, will get the benefit of assisting Krishna, assisting the gopis in coming and bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. It's the most intimate pastime. So, and you see that Srila Prabhupada, let's look at Srila Prabhupada's life. This was the festival that Srila Prabhupada was most attached to. Of all the festivals, I mean, of course, Prabhupada is attached to Janmashtami and all the other festivals of the year, you know, Nisha Chaturdasi. But of all the festivals, Prabhupada was most attached to this festival. And this show, that meant Prabhupada, of course, at 5 years old, insisted that he could put on this festival in the streets of Calcutta. You don't find that he insisted on any other festival when he was 5 years old. What this indicates, what this points out, is Prabhupada's exalted position as a resident of Vrindavan. As we're chanting every day, Nikunjayuno Radhikele Shiddhai, the Prabhupada is directing, the spiritual master is directly assisting, making arrangements for Radha and Krishna conjugal loving affairs. So this Rath Yatra is a direct Nikunjayuno Radhikele Shiddhai. It's directly in reference to that verse, making arrangements for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So let's think about that while we're participating in Rath Yatra today. So any questions or comments? Yeah.
We're downtown and a lot of people reading Prabhupada's books and reading right now for the parade. And they they didn't know about that story. We pulled the ropes.
Yeah.
They purified. I don't tell them all those details you just said.
Yeah, they get, they get freaked out if you tell them.
But they like that we're serving the Lord by helping to motor. There's no motor. All the floats have motors. They have a tractor. And they're pulling the ropes. If you can just get the people to help out, call them instead of just all the devotees just pulling. See if you can get some people to come over. I know some people want to pull, and they told me, you know, can't wait, you know, we like that ceremony. And, you know, Mike McFlaney and some of the shop owners, when they come out, it's just like India, you know, and they do a little artsy. They love that. I mean, you know, Mike McFlaney is very famous, and Chandru, his brother. Chandru.
They do a good donation.
Chandrashekhar, I mean, they have shops. And so all these shops, you know, like in Calcutta, there's all these shops. And it's so wonderful for them that this is happening, and it's really nice how they do. Also, you have them do a little arctic there.
So they give a donation also.
Yeah, they love it. The people love this, and it's shops. You know, you're going around all the shops, just like Calcutta or something like that. And we appreciate all the devotees who came from Calcutta and that did Rath Yatra in Calcutta. They really do an excellent job. And people love this. The whole city, just they love it.
All right, so very good. So we should, just going by what you said, we should try our best to get everyone to pull the cart. Everyone we see. Just, of course, you don't tell them about you're assisting the gopis and things like that, because they don't even know what a gopi is.
But
we'll tell you, it's special mercy. Special mercy, wow. You get ecstasy, special mercy. You know, put it in simple language for them.
Think about it, in Mexico, they have some movie I saw, they had some pictures of Jesus and Mary and all these people that lived, the common people, coming up with a flower and just love to put a flower on the altar. It's more like that in Mexico, Latin America.
Yeah.
So it's similar. New Orleans isn't that far from there. There's a lot of people, they like that devotional pulling, you know, giving the deities a ride on the swing. People love this kind of thing.
Yeah, so bring people up.
Yeah,
because they love music. It's a music city. So,
bring people up. Whatever you have to do, bring people up. You know, help us pull. The devotees shouldn't just hog all the rope the whole time.
You can get some people that then after the years go by, more and more people are waiting to go to Jagannath's mercy.
Yeah, we should want to see other people pull. I mean, we can pull too, a little pull, but
we give them a chance.
You know, I've seen some Rath Yatra, the devotees just stick on the rope and they don't give anyone else a chance. We should give everyone a chance to pull Lord Jagannath. Okay, I think we have to get going. Yeah.
Maharaj, this is Mahaprabhu's instruction. We emphasize that Mahaprabhu's instruction emphasizes more Harinam, like
yeah.
Krishna Mahamantra. But around the Jagannath Puri area, how much they accept this Harinam, like the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri?
Well, they're doing Harinam. Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath is also Harinam.
But they don't know the Hare Krishna.
But it's also, there's different names. There are different names of God, you know, Nam Namakari, Bahudha. These are Sarva Shaktis. We shouldn't think that, of course, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the Maha mantra. We understand that, you know, Harinam, Harinam. But any name of God is Sankirtan. You know, glorifying any name. Of course, there's primary and secondary names of God. Krishna is the primary name. Of course, it has the most potency. The most potency is in the formulation of the Maha Mantra. But still, they're doing Harinam. They say Jai Jagannath. Yeah, so they're doing Harinam. They're doing the Yuga Dharma. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, they are doing
it. At least they're not saying, you know, Jai Bollywood or something like that. That's not Harinam. But, you know, Jai Jagannath, or Jai Nrisimhadev, that's Harinam.
Yeah. If you chant, part of that.
That's Harinam. We have to understand, Harinam means to chant the names of Hari. And that's, you know, Jai Nrisimhadev, Jai Matsya, Jai Kurma. Of course, we don't do that. But they are doing Harinam. Of course, hopefully they can stop eating fish. Mixing it with their Mahaprasadam. Sometimes they do that and they mix the fish. Yeah, Lord Jagannath does not eat fish.
Water sabji, he
calls it. Yeah.
Among the pandas, how much chanting also, Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
I've been here in Puri for 2.5 years, and Bhakti Bhuti started first.
Yeah, so. So the devotees, you know, who live in India, they can preach, they can share and preach to the residents of Jagannapuri. One day, because of Prabhupada's influence, ISKCON will be the most prominent organization in Jagannapuri. Just like in Vrindavan, you go to Krishna Balaram Mandir. I mean, just about everybody chants Hare Krishna Vrindavan.
Yeah,
Radhe Radhe. Yeah, Radhe Radhe, but they're beginning to chant more and more Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Because of Prabhupada.
All the Bhujavasis, they're doing Parikrama.
They're chanting Hare Krishna, they have bead bags.
Yeah,
When I first went to Govardhan years ago, before any of you were born, then people didn't have bead bags. They weren't chanting on japa bags. They were just circumambulating. A few people had bead bags. They didn't have bead bags. They wrapped a cloth around their hands, actually. But because of ISKCON's influence, practically everybody going around Govardhan. The serious people, who are not there with their girlfriends, they have bead bags now. And they're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Prabhupada's influence is actually starting to pervade the holy domes. And that will happen with Jagannath Puri too. Because Prabhupada is the primary representative of the Yuga Dharma in this day and age.
People didn't chant before. Now...
Yeah, and I see that all over, practically all over India, especially in the holy places, people are starting to chant Hare Krishna more. Jagannath Puri will follow too. Of course, somehow or other in Jagannath Puri, they're very attached to, let's say, some cultural, ritualistic things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate, but we don't want to disturb their minds. Even, there's an interesting story about Sripad Ramanujacharya. He went there and he tried to get them to follow the rules of Vaidhi Bhakti. And guess what Lord Jagannath did? He kicked Ramanujacharya out of Jagannath Puri. Because Ramanujacharya, you know, he said, you know, you should be following all these rules, but, you know, somehow or other, it's a holy place, and the residents in Jagannath Puri are seen as either having forearms or, you know, Vaikuntha residents. So what happened is that Ramanujacharya opened his eyes and he was in Kurukshetra. You know that story? It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are all stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not my invention. And he thought that Kurmadev was a deity of Lord Shiva. And then when he discovered it was Karmadevi, he was happy. But he was actually kicked out of Jagannathpuri for trying to interfere with the culture too much.
No, it's the same thing. We observed in the Ekadasi that in Jagannathpuri residents, they're not following that.
Yeah. What can you do? Yeah, I mean, they're Jagannath Puri residents. We should not criticize the residents of Holy Dhamma. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we should, when will I be happy taking the remnants of the untouchables in Mayapur? You know, we don't have that realization. I'm not going up to the untouchables, taking there. But somehow are the residents in these holy places, they're very exalted souls.
Yeah, they have a lot of beautiful pageants.
Yeah. But even in Vrindavan, the monkeys and the hogs are actually exalted souls. Yeah, even the
insects.
The monkeys. It's not that, of course, that we don't invite the monkeys into our room and just give them sadhu, take sadhu sangha from them, you know. But we have to understand the Holy Dhamma. One of the fences in the Holy Dhamma is to think that the residents are ordinary people. So one has to be very careful in Jagannath Puri. Mayapur is a lot more lenient because of Chaitanya, but in Vrindavan is very heavy. If you're not respectful to the residents of the Holy Dhamma, you're finished. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just spend 2 weeks in Vrindavan, no more. Because after that, you start to commit offenses, take it complacently. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, one more question.
Okay. What is the, I know today's a special day and everybody's coming and everything, but on a daily routine basis, what is the importance of attending the morning program at the temple?
Do you want me to get kicked out of here? They'll say, Maharaj, don't come back again. It is important, and I set an example of doing that. What can I say? I go to Mangalarti every morning. I mean, everybody knows that I do that. And so, if you want to go back to Godhead, good sadhana is important. Unless, if you're on the platform of pure devotional service, you can do any damn thing. But most of us are not on that platform. So, we should be like the Goswamis of Vrindavan, whose sadhana was like lines on a stone. Does that make sense? You can't erase lines on a stone. Lines on a stone mean you can't rub it off. You know, let's say it's actual line on a stone. So that the sadhana of the... So we should have the same mood. It's important, but I'm not going to get so heavy and start yelling and screaming at everybody. Or else they won't cook for me anymore. And then I will starve to death. Okay. On that happy note, we should end all...